AM and FM.
Lexington. WLAP Total Information News, this is Rich Gimmel. In a surprise move yesterday, the Lexington City Commission unanimously rejected a proposal calling for the establishment of a rumor control officer for the city of Lexington. The ordinance proposed last week by City Commissioner Tom Underwood supposedly would have concentrated its efforts on low-income groups and University of Kentucky students. When asked why the commission rejected the proposal, Underwood yesterday said the ordinance was really a joke on the news media. Underwood added that he and teammates Ray Boggs and Paul Felder had fun, as he put it, reading George Orwell's book 1984 last week. However, Majority Commissioner Ray Boggs said it wasn't really a joke. He disagreed with Underwood when asked about the reason for the rejection of the ordinance.
Well, it seemed to be a general opinion of the public that this was not needed here at this time. I understand that a lot of the larger cities have done this where they have experienced rioting and so forth, but fortunately we have not had that situation here, and maybe it's a bit premature.
City Commissioner Ray Boggs. The state of Illinois has gone to court to challenge Kentucky's claim to Dog Island in the Ohio River near Smithland, Kentucky. The island is to be removed for construction of twin 1,200-foot locks 2 miles upstream from Smithland. Illinois Attorney General William Scott says the island once was an Illinois peninsula, and its southern boundary is the state line. Kentucky has jurisdiction over the Ohio River to the low water mark on the Illinois side. The suit asks that Illinois be granted state income tax control over any construction activity on the island. Around the world at this hour, the Apollo 15 astronauts are asleep as their spacecraft heads home on a perfect course. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Joseph Sisko has left Tel Aviv for Washington. And a British soldier has been wounded by guerrilla gunfire in Belfast.
WLAP Weather.
Just ahead of more music and Jason Williams for Bill Crisp. Cloudy this morning, decreasing cloudiness this afternoon. It should be fair tonight and tomorrow. The low this morning in the low 60s. Today's high in the mid-70s. The low tonight near 60. Tomorrow's high expected to be 80 degrees. At Bluegrass Field, 66 degrees and partly cloudy. This is Rich Gimmel, WLAP Total Information News. And that's what's happening today, August 6th, 1971.
Good morning, Richard.
Boo.
How's your gronk?
It hasn't gotten up yet.
More music.
It's 5:38. Good morning. This is Stephen Stills. No, you've got to run. Stephen Stills from his album Stephen Stills 2 on the Bill Crisp Show with Jason Williams from your local radio station 17 minutes before 6 o'clock in the morning.
WLAP.
The Supremes. Off the ladder to the roof. The Supremes and Solid Gold Music on the Bill Crisp Show. This is Jason Williams, and I'm playing Wake Up Music just from you. From you. What do I mean? For you. From your local radio station. That makes more sense. 14 minutes before 6 now.
63 WLAP.
What is segregation? I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
A Tom Clay production. What the world needs now is love. Nothing more you can say about that. On the Bill Crisp Show with Jason Williams, 8 minutes before six.
WLAP.
The Partridge Family.
Hit-bound.
Last night, I turned off the lights, lay down and thought about you. I thought about the way that it could be.
I woke up in love this morning with you.
I woke up in love this morning. Well, I woke up sleepy this morning. On the Bill Crisp Show with Jason Williams, 6 minutes before six. Good morning. This is the undisputed truth and smiling faces.
WLAP.
2 minutes before 6 o'clock. This is Genie Knight, Mr. Big Stuff. You better watch out. I'm gonna get you. Yeah.
Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are? Mr. Big Stuff. You're never gonna get my love. Mr. Big Stuff.
Your local radio station.
AM and FM.
Lexington.
Time with the tone, exactly 6 o'clock.
CBS News. Good morning. Dallas Townsend reporting on the CBS Radio Network. There may be more gloom on the economic front today when the Labor Department releases the latest unemployment figures. The department's figures last month showed the sharpest drop in the national jobless rate in 10 years. But those figures were compiled in June before graduating seniors and students looking for summer employment were actually in the job market. Wisconsin's Democratic Senator William Proxmire says he has persuaded Senator John Sparkman, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, to hold hearings on bills that would establish wage and price guidelines. Proxmire urged the hearings be held as soon as the Senate returns from its month-long recess. He says the bill should be the number one priority before the Banking Committee. The Senate holds an early morning session today to act on some of the more pressing legislation facing it before Congress begins that summer recess. Top priority on the Senate's calendar is a bill that keeps federal agencies operating whose budgets have not been passed. It also may try to act on a $20 billion appropriation for the Health, Education, and Welfare Department. The latest on Apollo 15 after this message. Apollo 15 this morning continues its earthward course. Astronauts Scott, Irwin, and Worden will have a relatively uneventful day as they prepare for splashdown in the Pacific tomorrow afternoon. Steve Young reports from the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston.
Scott, Irwin, and Worden are in the tail end of a sleep period and are scheduled to be awakened just over 1 hour from now. They are something over 153,000 miles from Earth, their speed increasing all the time as they get closer to it. The homeward path of the command ship Endeavour is so letter perfect, a scheduled mid-course correction yesterday was canceled, and another listed in the flight plan for later today also is likely to be dropped. Today, the astronauts will continue their scientific and photographic experiments. They also will continue to exercise in an attempt to maintain muscle tone and avoid any problems when they return to the full gravity of Earth. And a tradition will be continued, something which on this flight could be called the Friday morning news conference. The crew will submit to questions put to it by newsmen here at the Space Center, something which has been done several times before. Steve Young, CBS News, Manned Spacecraft Center, Houston.
A booby-trapped dud bomb blew up in front of an American patrol near Da Nang today, killing five GIs and wounding two. Northeast of Saigon, an American patrol killed five enemy soldiers in a brief clash. Little ground action is reported elsewhere in Indochina. In the air, B-52 bombers have resumed raids over South Vietnam, blasting communist infiltration routes near the Laotian border. Assistant Secretary of State Joseph Sisco returns home today after a week of talks with Israeli leaders. Sisco said last night that no breakthrough was achieved in ending the deadlock over an interim Middle East settlement, but he added the U.S. will continue its mediation efforts. President Nixon plans a two-hour stop in New Hampshire today before flying on to a weekend vacation on an island off the coast of Maine. New Hampshire has the earliest presidential primary in the nation, March 7th of next year. While the president has not announced whether he will run for re-election, aides say his name probably will appear in next year's New Hampshire ballot. More in a moment. This year's 19-year-olds now know their number in the draft lottery, but the fate of the bill extending the draft for 2 years is still in doubt. The Senate will not take up the measure till September 13th. 64 persons are dead in Japan and South Korea as a result of a typhoon that has battered those countries for the past 3 days. More than 23,000 Boy Scouts from around the world were forced to abandon their campsite at the foot of Mount Fuji in Japan because of torrential rains and wind from the storm. The Scouts were moved to temples, city halls, school buildings, and a nearby Japanese Self-Defense Force base. Dallas Townsend, CBS News.
Ladies and gentlemen, hit music. And Bill Crisp.
Not today, people.
WIP Lexington.
Bill's fine. He just wants a day off, I think.
When I'm with you.
Only just the beginnings. That's Chicago on the Bill Crisp Show with Jason Williams. Good morning, everyone. 9 minutes past six now. WLAP time in Lexington. Partly cloudy skies and 64 degrees.
Ike Stern got a good time feeling easy on my mind. Stop and say hello. Take some time to get together. Let's get together. Let's get together.
The advertising policy of I.H. Stern Company doesn't let them promise to save you hundreds of dollars on a certain appliance. Stern always prices the item at what it should really sell for, but you do always get a good deal. Shop and compare. You may be pleasantly surprised to find that Hotpoint appliances really cost no more than lesser-known brands. The nice people at I.H. Stern Company really believe Hotpoint gives you more appliance value than you pay for. Hotpoint 24 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator freezer, just $495. So,
let's get together. Let's get together.
Let's get together at IH Stern Company, 803 East 3rd.
At First Security, we have a new plan for people who haven't been able to save or thought they couldn't. Certain savings. With certain savings, you decide how much you can save without scrimping. Then each month, that amount is automatically transferred from your checking to your savings account. It gets you in the savings habit, which is the whole secret of saving. Certain savings, another way we tailor our services to suit you. First Security National Bank, big enough to bend a little.
WLAP weather.
Partly cloudy and pleasant today and Saturday. Fair and mild tonight. A high today and Saturday near 80. The low tonight 63. Winds are from the east presently at 5 to 12 miles per hour. The outlook warmer on Sunday. The chance of rain 10% both today and tonight and once again Saturday. In Lexington, partly cloudy skies, 64 degrees. The 11 minutes past 6 now. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem. That's an old song done by Aretha Franklin. Brand new with the WLAP brand new hit music survey and the Bill Crisp Show with Jason Williams. 16 minutes past 6 o'clock now. Good morning.
Seven up, the Ancola, seven up, the Ancola. Seven
Today at 10:06, it's Daring Dan Reynolds for Herb Oscar Kent, and at 2:06, it's Herb Oscar Kent for Jason Williams, whoever that guy is.
Aren't you glad that you're not a bug? Not even a snug in a rug to bug, 'cause bugs gotta worry about decon. Oh boy, do they worry about decon, 'cause decon is dead end for bugs. Aren't you glad that you're not a bug?
And aren't you glad you don't have to buy two bug killers, one for indoors, the other for outdoors? Buy Decon House and Garden Bug Killer. It's both. You see, there's a special additive in Decon House and Garden that gives it the extra punch to kill insects both indoors and out. Decon does it all without DDT. That's right, absolutely no DDT in Decon House and Garden Bug Killer. And isn't that good to know?
Decon!
The Beatles, 8 days a week. Days a week, the Beatles and Solid Gold Music on the Jason Williams for Bill Crisp Show in Lexington. Partly cloudy skies, 64 degrees at 6:19.
No matter where you may be, far away, or had a loan before, you're good for more. Do, 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 good for more. Do, 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 good for more. As beneficial to you're good for more.
You're good for more at Beneficial Finance. More than you think. You're good for cash to say goodbye to all those leftover bills. Cash to get rid of those time payment accounts and financing deals. Cash to pay off your other obligations. Plus the cash you want right now just to have and enjoy.
You're good for more.
We call it the Beneficial All-in-One Loan. The loan that does all of these things and more.
Beneficial too.
W-L-A-P.
Twenty minutes past 6 in the morning, the Bee Gees, and How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
Da 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 da.
Bee Gees, how can you mend a broken heart? Good question. On the Bill Crisp Show with Jason. It's 6:24.
If you're out driving, try this little test at the next stoplight. When the light turns green, step on the gas normally. Does your car sag for a moment, then take off? That's hesitation, and it may be easy to fix. Just by changing to Enco Efficiency Gasoline. Because a new chemical called HTA gets efficiency gasoline to work faster, and that can help cure hesitation. Three new efficiency gasolines from Enco. It takes a little more doing these days, and Enco is doing more.
The Tape Center is
Stephen Stills,
Emerson, Lake and Palmer,
James Taylor.
The Tape Center is
Sony Radio and TV, Kenwood, BSR, JBL, and KLH Stereo Hi-Fi Components.
The Tape Center is
Panasonic 8-track car stereos from $49.95.
The Tape Center is
117 Southland Drive in Lexington.
The Tape Center is
W-L-A-P.
Hitbound. 6:25 in Lexington. This is Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds. A brand new one.
I've seen you, Annabella, moving softly through my mind. Annabella, I'm coming
more music. W-L-A-P.
This is Cat Stevens. It's 6:28.
I'm being followed by a moon shadow. Moon shadow, moon shadow. Moon shadow, moon shadow.
W-L-A-P.
AM and FM.
Lexington.
W-L-A-P Total Information News. This is Rich Gimmel. It's all a joke on the news media. That's what City Commissioner Tom Underwood said yesterday concerning his proposal that the city create the position of rumor control officer. The proposal was voted down unanimously yesterday in a surprise move by the commission. However, Majority Commissioner Ray Boggs apparently had no idea the proposal was conceived as a joke. We asked Boggs why the commission rejected the proposal.
Well, it seemed to be a general opinion of the public that this was not needed here at this time. I understand that a lot of the larger cities have done this where they have experienced rioting and so forth, but fortunately we have not had that situation here, and maybe it's a bit premature.
City Commissioner Ray Boggs, the proposed ordinance would have given City Prosecutor John Adams the job of rumor control officer and allowed him to employ field workers to assist him. Last week, the city had maintained that the ordinance was proposed at the request of University of Kentucky students and various low-income groups. WLAP News, time is 6:32.
Tobacco Man, this is Jack Croner for new Royal MH30 Fumunar Oil. This is the time of the year most growers are planning their sucker control program, so we stopped by Bud Rankin Jr.'s farm to ask him about what he's planning this year.
Did you use Royal MH30 last year?
Well, I sprayed first with MH30 and got a rain and didn't get a good kill, and sucker started out. Mm-hmm. And then I got a hold of some Royal MH30, and it did kill the suckers. Mm-hmm. Where is that? Of course, some of them were too big. It did damage anyway, but it did kill them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what tobacco growers all over the area are saying. Royal MH30 gets into the plants and goes to work faster and gives you greater protection against wash-off during sudden showers. Ask for Royal MH30 from Uniroyal.
See Woodford Feed and for sales for the Royal MH30 you need.
Spindletop Research of Lexington has finished an extensive study of Kentucky's credit system and has concluded that the state system is not flexible enough to meet shortages in certain areas. The organization has recommended that banks be permitted to open branches in other than their own counties and that ways be found to shift loanable funds among banks within the state. More cooperation was urged between public and private credit agencies. Flash flooding and heavy rainfall continued to cause damage in Kentucky yesterday. Several slides blocked Kentucky 219 and other roads, as well as the L&N Railroad tracks at Wallens near Harlan. No families were evacuated, even though water was seeping into yards. In Boonville, crop damage was estimated to run possibly into the tens of thousands of dollars after a recent 2-inch rain. On the sports scene, Kentucky's Jim Hatfield and Brian Griffith take a 2-stroke lead going into today's final round of the 32nd Annual Tri-State Golf Championship here in Lexington. The first 18 holes involved alternate shot play, and today's final 18 will be best ball competition. Tied for second after the first round with 2 under 69s are another Kentucky team, J.L. Clemens and Ralph Beard of Louisville, along with Ohioans John Busmeyer and Joe Miller of Cincinnati. Around the world at this hour, the Apollo 15 astronauts wake up soon to begin another day of experiments as they speed back to Earth. 4 American soldiers have been killed by a Viet Cong landmine made out of an unexploded American bomb. And the Senate won't vote on the 2-year draft extension and Indochina withdrawal bill until the 13th of September.
WLAP weather.
Just ahead of more music and Jason Williams for Bill Crisp, the weather direct from the National Weather Service at Bluegrass Field, a service of Keller Implement Company, 2440 Richmond Road at News Circle Road.
Home Light, the number one chainsaw buy. From the number one chainsaw people.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Anderson. Us country boys have known all about chainsaws for a long time, and there are many uses around the farm. But just like our country music is coming to town, so is the new Homelite 150 automatic chainsaw. You suburbanites think how nice it would be to cut up your own firewood, prune and limb your trees, clear storm damage, and even build picnic tables, swings for the kids, cabins and shelters. This new Homelite chainsaw has automatic oiling for the cutting chain, a quieter muffler, simple controls, it's easy to start, and priced at just $149.95. Homelite, the number one chainsaw buy from the number one chainsaw people.
Keller Implement Company at 2440 Richmond Road next to the Lakeview Liquor Dispensary is Central Kentucky's largest home light chainsaw dealer. Open Monday and Friday nights till 9.
Now here's the weatherman.
Good morning. This is Arn Solo speaking. Forecast for Lexington and vicinity. Partly cloudy and pleasant today and Saturday. Fair and mild tonight. High today and Saturday near 80. Low tonight 63. Winds easterly 5 to 12 miles per hour today. Outlook warmer Sunday. The probability of measured precipitation is 10% both today and tonight, and again Saturday. Present conditions here at Bluegrass Field under partly cloudy skies. Temperature 64 degrees, relative humidity 87%. Winds are from the northeast at 4 miles per hour, and sea level pressure is 30.16 hundredths and steady. Lowest temperature recorded so far this morning, 63 degrees. 24-hour total precipitation is a trace. The agricultural weather forecast for the central Bluegrass. Rainfall will be in isolated amounts less than one-tenth of an inch through 8 a.m. Saturday. Weather for outdoor work good today and Saturday. Crop spraying conditions favorable today and Saturday. Winds east 6 to 12 miles per hour today, light and variable Saturday. Drying conditions improving today, good Saturday. Dew moderate to heavy tonight. The Livestock Weather Safety Index will be in a safe category today and Saturday. High pressure anchored over the Great Lakes is maintaining cool, dry weather across the northern states from Maine to Minnesota. Early morning readings across these states are in the chilly 40s and low 50s. In contrast, temperatures in the west are ranging from the middle 90s in the interior of the southwest to the 80s in eastern Oregon and Idaho. More comfortable readings, the 60s and 70s hold sway in the nation's midsection and across the south. Except for some light rain along the coast of Maine, showers and thunderstorms are occurring in the humid tropical air across the Gulf States and over the Rockies and the Plateau regions. Rainfall amounts the last 6 hours have been on the light side, although Bristol in eastern Tennessee had more than a half an inch. Elsewhere in the nation, fair weather persists. Temperatures around the nation at 2 o'clock this morning range from 45 at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, to 97 at Needles, California. The national weather forecast for today, sunny and warm weather is on tap for most of the nation. Showers and thunderstorms are expected from the South Atlantic coast states to the southern and central plains. And afternoon and evening thunderstorms are likely in the mountain regions of the west and along the coastal areas of Oregon and Washington. It will be warmer over the central and northern plains through the middle Midwest and a little cooler in the northeast. Repeating the forecast for Lexington and vicinity, partly cloudy and pleasant today and Saturday. Fair and mild tonight. High today and Saturday near 80. Low tonight 63. Winds easterly 5 to 12 miles per hour today. Outlook warmer Sunday. The probability of measured precipitation is 10% both today and tonight and again Saturday. Present conditions here at Bluegrass Field under partly cloudy skies. Temperature 64 degrees. Relative humidity 87%. Winds are from the northeast at 4 miles per hour. And sea level pressure is 30.16 hundredths and steady. This concludes the early morning weather broadcast. Now return you to the studio.
This weathercast is service of Keller Implement Company, 2440 Richmond Road at New Circle Road. This is Rich Gimmel, WLAP Total Information News. And that's what's happening today, August 6th, 1971.
Mother Freedom, Brad, on the Bill Crisp Show with Jason Williams. I keep wanting to say the Jason Williams Show, and then I have to say the Jason Williams for Bill Crisp Show. But anyway, partly cloudy skies and 64 degrees in Lexington. Good morning. Time for you to get up, I guess. 17 right now before 7 o'clock.
Ike Stern got a good time feeling easy on my mind. Stop and say hello. Take some time to get together. Let's get together.
let's get together.
The advertising policy of I.H. Stern Company doesn't let them promise to save you hundreds of dollars on a certain appliance. Stern always prices the item at what it should really sell for, but you do always get a good deal. Shop and compare. You may be pleasantly surprised to find that Hotpoint appliances really cost no more than lesser-known brands. The nice people at I.H. Stern Company really believe Hotpoint gives you more appliance value than you pay for. Hotpoint washers priced at less than $200. So,
let's get together. Let's get together.
Let's get together at I.H. Stern Company, 803 East 3rd.
If it's been a long time since you've heard your favorite record of all time, you may well hear it this weekend on WLAP's Gold Rush Weekend. It all starts tomorrow morning.
Real excitement unlimited for the weekend. Dirt track racing under the lights at Clay City Raceway. And this Friday night, it's another fabulous Clay City Raceway big 50-lap weekend special. $1,000 to win. A total purse of over $3,600. See the big drivers from all over Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky in exciting dirt track competition. And for the first winner, it's $1,000 cash. Gates open at 6 p.m. Time trials from 7 till 9 p.m. And then they're off. Seven thrilling races, including the real biggie. Clay City Raceway's big 50-lap weekend special. It's all this Friday night. Take the Mountain Parkway to Clay City from Lexington or Winchester. Then go east of Clay City 1 mile on Route 15. Just 30 minutes from either Lexington or Richmond. Minutes less from Winchester or Mount Sterling. Be there Friday night for real exciting dirt track competition. In the event of rain, this big event will be rescheduled August the 13th. Clay City Raceway, a place to really get it on.
63 WLAP.
If you'd like to hear your favorite music, you can call me right now, 255-7957. We'll get it on for you.
High on the mountain where the sun still shines, I can't live in this country no more.
High on a mountain. That's Blood, Sweat, and Tears on the Bill Crisp Show with Jason Williams, 12 minutes before 7 o'clock now in Lexington, partly cloudy skies and 64 degrees.
You've got a lot of living ahead of you. The kind of living that works up a big thirst. Ice it down with a big taste of Pepsi-Cola. Give yourself a lift with Pepsi's quick energy. Pepsi-Cola, it's got a lot to give.
It's the Pepsi generation coming at you, going strong. Put yourself behind a Pepsi. If you're living, you belong. You've got a lot to live, and Pepsi's got a lot to give. You've got a lot to live, and Pepsi's got a lot to give.
If the ringing of school bells means that you'll be wringing your hands over back-to-school expenses, you need First Security's Bank AmeriCard. It's the most convenient way to pay seasonal expenses. Shop almost anywhere at over 1,500 Bank AmeriCard merchants right in this area, and you'll have only one bill instead of many. To get your Bank AmeriCard in time, pick up an application today at any Bank AmeriCard merchant or any of the 8 neighborhood offices of First Security National Bank.
WLAP.
Golden.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you.
10 before 7 now.
Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you.
Take Me in His Arms, Dionne Warwick and Solid Gold Music. Anyone Who Had a Heart, with Jason for Bill Crisp on your local radio station. 64 degrees in Lexington. It's 7 before 7.
There's a new you coming every day.
What's that? One of those new instant lunches you're pouring?
No, it's milk.
Milk? Milk and what else?
No, it's just milk.
You mean that white stuff we used to drink when we were kids?
Uh-huh. You know, your body has to replace 3 billion cells every minute.
Every minute?
Uh-huh. Your body needs all the help it can get.
Jennifer.
Huh?
What do you mean by that remark? My body needs all the help it can get.
Pour it down.
Drink it up.
Drink the milk every day.
Let the change in you reveal to you the great way.
Brought to you by the American Dairy Association.
Well, it's not time for you to talk yet, Rich.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Higgins KRI, the Lexington appliance leader, comes on strong at their Gardenside location. Higgins KRI keeps on keeping on with a gigantic sidewalk sale. Prices stupendously low. Truly monumental savings on their large selection of great Westinghouse appliances. Worth your while, to say the least. Higgins KRI not only is sidewalk selling their entire line of Westinghouse products during this superific 3-day sales event, but many, many items from their hardware and gift departments in their Gardenside location. Regardless of how you get there, just get there. Higgins KRI in Gardenside. KRI's great sidewalk sale through Saturday. Another reason putting you first keeps KRI first.
Five before seven now. This is Three Dog Night. That's Three Dog Night and Liar. On the Bill Crisp Show with Jason Williams from your local radio station, 2 minutes before 7 o'clock now in Lexington, partly cloudy skies and 64 degrees.
You're not just a number and not all the same. You've a beautiful face and you've got a name. When you bank, well, you're important. See the Bank of Commerce, they care.
Family papers are important, too. Insurance policies, stocks and bonds, birth certificates, titles, mortgages, leases, all need absolute protection to protect your family. Treasured jewelry, too, and small antiques and heirlooms all belong in a Bank of Commerce and Trust Company safety deposit box, now available at every branch. Protect your family valuables and records with a safety deposit box now. Get yours downtown on East Main, Chevy Chase on Euclid, and 1975 Harrodsburg Road.
See the Bank of Commerce.
Next on your local radio station, news from CBS.
AM and FM.
Lexington.
CBS News. Good morning, Neil.